Our subject for today is the Ksones Pasim, and the layers and layers of deeper meaning in the Ksones Pasim that was given by Yaakov Avinu to Yosef. Some of these interpretations, some of these meanings are in the very letters of the word Pasim, the way the Torah writes that word. And sometimes the Torah uses the word Ksones, sometimes it uses the word Ksones Pasim. And we're going to try to figure out why. We're going to try to figure out if Yaakov Avinu put some special power into this Ksones Pasim. We're going to try to figure out if maybe this Ksones Pasim really dates back to the time of Adam HaRishon. We're going to see that Yosef is the one who brings the salvation and the redemption from Mitzrayim. And that is going to be a result of Yamsuf. At Yamsuf, it's the Aron Shel Yosef that forces, so to speak, or influences the Yam to split, and the ultimate redemption of Klal Yisrael is a result of Yosef. And we're going to see that everything comes down to the relationship between Yaakov and Yosef. That's going to be the force and the power that gives Yosef the ability to maintain himself in Mitzrayim, and as a result of his maintaining himself, the Geula, the redemption from Mitzrayim, happens. When the Achim, because of their hatred, strip Yosef of the Ksones Pasim, they're basically stripping him of his superpower, so to speak, that was given to him by Yaakov Avinu. And we have to see how Yosef was able to survive in Mitzrayim spiritually without the Ksones Pasim that was taken away from him. So on the one hand, the Achim were successful in stripping Yosef of the Ksones Pasim, and on the other hand, Yosef somehow miraculously, even without the Ksones Pasim, maybe because of the influence of his father, was able to survive spiritually in Mitzrayim, and that ultimately leads to the Geula. So that's sort of like just an overview of what we want to cover today. So we're looking at the Shvilei Pinchas from Tavshin Ayin Dalet. That's almost 5 years ago, because he's already coming out with Tavshin Ayin Tes. I didn't get access to that. And a lot of what he says in this particular essay is based on the Belzer Rebbe. Keep in mind that Rav Pinchas Friedman is very close to Belz. He is the Rosh Kollel in Belz. He's the Chavrusa, the Belzer Rebbe. And now we're going back a few generations to the Torah of Rav Sar Sholom. He was the Belzer Rebbe 3 generations ago. And we have very little access to his Torah because most of it was Baal Peh, was handed down orally. And this Rav Pinchas Friedman, who is an absolute genius in putting all this together, he weaves together a shtickle Torah here from the Chassam Sofer and from the Ma'ar V'Shemesh. You know, I'm thinking to myself, if it's okay with the Olam, just to change the order a little bit, turn to page 2, again, for those of you who have the text. How many people actually have a photocopy? Again, the copy machine is not working today. And what we have here in a little box on page 2, which is the flip side of your first page, a little bit of an analysis of the Ksones Pasim based on the Ma'ar V'Shemesh. The Ma'ar V'Shemesh lived about 150 years ago. He was one of the great Hasidic giants. He was a thinker. He was a commentator on the Torah. His name was Rav Klunimus Kalman Epstein. And in his writings on Parshas Vayeshev, without even mentioning the Chassam Sofer, who independently came up with some of the same ideas, he writes that Yaakov Avinu gave to Yosef the secret of the 22 letters of Birchas Kohanim. So we're going to see soon that the Machzorim, when they publish a little bit of a Yehi Ratzon, of a prayer that a person is encouraged to recite mentally, not orally, because we don't want to make a hefsek. He should be. But this Yehiratzon, which is printed in this box that you have in the last three paragraphs of this box, you'll see a Yehiratzon in black, bold print. This is all a prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the 22 letters of the Birchas Kohanim should be able to bring a Kedusha, a sanctity, a chesed, and God will bestow goodness through His compassion because of the name of Hashem, the great name of Hashem, which is embodied in these 22 letters of Birchas Kohanim. And these brachos that are now being bestowed at this moment in time from Aaron and his descendants onto Klal Yisrael at the moment of Birchas Kohanim, we ask Hashem that that sanctity, that tahara that's inherent in the Shem HaGadol, which is hidden and deeply embedded in the Birchas Kohanim, should reach on high, and Hashem should accept the prayers that are inherent in the Birchas Kohanim and bring about a great salvation for Klal Yisrael. And in this Yehi Ratzon, which again is printed in many machzorim, you'll see it, it says, V'titen li, we ask that Hashem, please give me and all the members of my household, mizonos and parnosa, everything should be given, berevach v'lo betzimtzum, beheter v'lo beisur, benachas v'lo betzar. Parts of these prayers are incorporated into the prayer of the Chaye Odom for Erev Yom HaKippurim, when you bestow a blessing on your son, on your children, your boys, your girls. And it's very interesting that Blabriyut, in the last paragraph of this Yehi Ratzon, what we ask of Hashem, I'm sorry, in the next to the last paragraph I made a mistake, V'titein li, do you see that? The three paragraphs, so we're talking about the middle paragraphs. So if you want to underline the last line in that prayer, in that petition to Hashem, because there we say the following, that just like Yaakov Avinu prayed to Hashem when he was on his way out of Beersheva, and he asked for Beged Lilbosh, Lechem Lechol, and because Yaakov Avinu was an Ish Tam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon Yaakov Avinu all these blessings of Beged Lilbosh and Lechem Lechol, we ask that Hashem also bestow upon us, through the holiness of His name, of Chav Beis Osios, those very same blessings insofar as we are descendants of Yaakov Avinu, and we should find favor in your eyes and in the eyes of all who see us. And then at the end of that middle paragraph we mention Yosef HaTzadik. Kishem shenasatas Yosef Tzadikecha b'shoshel bisho aviv ksones pasim. The word pasim here has something to do with the holy name of Hashem. That's what the Ma'ar Vashemesh is going to present here in the top three paragraphs in this presentation here about the Ksonis Pasim. Again, there are many different names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Most of them are based on Kabbalah. We don't understand them. And you'll see in the third paragraph, the third major paragraph in this box, that starts with the word Shem Ben Chav Beis. So again, I'm not into Kabbalah here, but Rav Nechunya, who was the author, Tana, of the Sefer Abayah here, tells us that the Shem Ben Chav Beis Osios is connected to Yaakov Avinu. Why? Because Yaakov is the mid of Tiferes. Tiferes means the completion, the perfection of all the various midos that came before him, from Avram and from Yitzchak. And this, the writings of Rav Nechunya actually reveal a number of different of these holy names of God that are made up of, or I should say that represent the 22 letters of Hashem's name. And again, we're not going to go through all of them, but we're going to focus our attention on one of them, which is Paspasim. If you want to just underline that or highlight that.
This is the same Rabbi Nechunya from Anavakal.
Yeah, he wrote a lot of the Kabbalistic works. He was the author of Sefer HaBahir, which is totally Kabbalistic.
Focus on, what does that mean? Let's
see. So the main part of the of this word for us purpose, for our purposes, are the last four letters, Pasim. And that Pasim has to do with the Ketonis Pasim, which is the holy name of God based on the 22 letters of Birchas Kohanim. So it doesn't surprise us that in our prayer during the Birchas Kohanim, when we're listening to the Kohanim, we ask Hashem to bestow upon us the same protection and the same chen v'chesed that He bestowed upon Yosef HaTzadik when his father Yaakov Avinu took the Ksones Pasim. Again, that word Pasim is a reflection of the holy name of God. And he was Malbish Yosef, that Ksones Pasim, and that gave Yosef the ability to find Chen V'Chesed, not only in the eyes of God, but in the eyes of anyone who saw him. And we are asking that in the merit of Yosef HaTzadik, just like he experienced this wonderful blessing through the experience of the Ksones Pasim, and what was conveyed and transferred over to Yosef was the power that's inherent in that name of God, which is representative of the 22 letters, that we too should somehow be zochet to Hashem's chesed, that we should find favor in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of everyone else who beholds us. And therefore in the last paragraph we ask for niflos and nisim, that Hashem should be matzliach our ways. He should give us in our hearts bina, lahavin, lahaskil, lakaimis kol tamutar secha, visodoseha. All this is based on the power that's inherent in the chaf beis osios of the name of Hashem as it's embedded, as it is inherent in the Birchas Kohanim. And we're asking Hashem to purify us, to give us the ability to study His Torah, to reveal its secrets, its deeper meanings, and to purify ourselves in such a way that our hearts will be dedicated to Hashem. All this chen v'chesed is in the zchus of number one, Yaakov Avinu and his tefillah as the ishtam, and also in the zchus of Yosef Avinu, who receives the ksonis pasim from his father. So all this I'm mentioning to you as an introduction to the essay that we want to study today about the significance and the power inherent in the Ksonis Pasim. The Ksonis Pasim is not just a beautiful garment. It's much more, and it goes way beyond that. Now, in the middle of this box, he quotes the Tzrar Hamar. The Tzrar Hamar lived almost 5 centuries ago. He lived in the 1600s. His name was Rabbi Avram Saba. And he wrote a bir on the Torah called the Tzrar Hamar, and much of it is based on his Kabbalistic insights. And there too, in Parshas Naso, in the Parshas Birchas Kohanim, he tells us that the name of Hashem is Yotze, comes out of these 22 letters of the Birchas Kohanim. So, having said that, let's go back to page 1. And we'll see how much of this we can accomplish. The main punchline here is on page 4. So you'll have to bear with me because we're going to try as much as we can to push in a lot. I only meet with you once a week for about 45 minutes. I try to stretch it to about an hour. Eschatayni maskir. And what can we accomplish in that period of time? There's a lot here in this maimer. So let's just try to see what's going on here. Rashi, in Parshas Vayeshev, on the pasuk of the Asalo Ksones Pasim, that Yaakov made a Ksones Pasim, which he granted as a gift to Yosef, says Rashi, Pasim al shem tsuros shehigi anu. Now, this is fascinating because Rashi, in a very atypical way, is going to take the four letters of the word pasim and make, as it were, a notrikun out of the word pasim. And he's going to tell you that the pei represents the challenge of Potiphar, which means the wife of Potiphar. The samach represents the adversaries of Yosef who are going to sell him as a slave. That's the socharim. The yud represents the Yishmaelim. They also have a hand in Yosef's cell. And finally, the mem is representative of the midyanim. Now, All these are challenges in the life of Yosef. Yaakov Avinu bestows upon his son Yosef a ktones pasim. He's already hinting, so to speak, to Yosef that he's going to be suffering many different sorrows, many different adverse situations. What is the purpose of Yaakov Avinu bestowing the ktones pasim on his son Yosef? For that we look in the Medrash, in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, L'chu u'ra'u, a pasuk in Tehillim, Mifalos Elokim, get an idea of the greatness of God. And immediately afterwards it says, Hafach yam liyabasha, that God converts a sea into dry land. Lama. Why? And it's all because of Ayisnu Oso. Very strange. Because we're talking now in the Medrash about the Niflos of Hashem, specifically about Kriyas Yamsuf. And you remember that after the Yamsuf was split, the waters destroyed our enemies. All this is attributed to the sinna, the hatred of the brothers of Yosef for Yosef. Bishvil sheyikra hayom lifneihem. It's very difficult to say that what the Medrash means is that the Kriyas Yamsuf is going to be a reward for the brothers who hated Yosef. That can't be. But rather, on a deeper level, it means that the hatred of the brothers was part of a divine scheme. That doesn't mean that they're exonerated from any sort of punishment or guilt. But we have to understand that when evil is perpetrated, it's part of a divine plan. And the divine plan was to bring to Kriyas Yamsuf. So the question is obvious. How does the sinah of the brothers for Yosef end up or bring about Kriyas Yamsuf? What's the connection here? And it's interesting that this whole Medrash is based on the word pasim. And the Medrash derives from the word pasim, pas yam. If you split the word pasim into two parts, then what you get is pas yam. Pas means to split, and yam means the sea. And the question is, what's going on over here? So we're going to take a look at a tanchuma, which is again an expansion of this medrash. Vayonas vayetze achutza. Does anybody remember what's going on now? Excellent. Eishes Potiphar. Yosef is running away from Potiphar. Eishes Potiphar leaving, as it were, his beged in her hands. Amalah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here's what's going to bring about the ultimate redemption of Klal Yisrael. Ata nasta v'yotza chutza. Yotza chutza. You ran away and ran outside. Chayech, I promise. Hayom Yonos, the waters are also going to run away. Mipnei Aronecha, when they bring your remains into the Yam is going to split. Shenema the Poskin Tilim, Hayom Rav Yonos. What did the Yam see that it decided to split? It saw the Aron of Yosef. How is the splitting of the Yamsuf in any way connected to Yosef? Where's the Mida connected Mida? The answer is Atanasta. You ran away, and you went away from Eishes Potiphar. Hashem says that the Yam is also going to run away. Ra Arono shel Yosef yored liyam. According to the Chazal, when the Aron of Yosef was going down towards the sea, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu yonus mipnei anos. Let the waters of the Red Sea run away, just like Yosef ran away. Shenemar vayonos. Vayetze achutza, the Yam is also going to, in a Mida connected Mida, is going to run away. And now we have Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, which we started with in the Medrash about the Ksonis Pasim. Lama, why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about the Niflos, in this case the Kriyas Yamsuf, is because Vayisnu Oso. In other words, what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is trying to answer is the question, why is it that in the divine plan, the key that's going to bring about ultimately Kriyas Yamsuf is going to be the hatred of the brothers for Yosef HaTzadik? And the answer is, because it's critical that Yosef be brought down to Mitzrayim, And that's going to happen again through the agency of the hatred of the brothers. Bishvil sheyikra yom lifneihem. Because Yosef is going to have a challenge in Mitzrayim, and as a result of his amida b'nison, his success in that challenge, the Yamsuf is going to be split. So it's now necessary that he be sold to Mitzrayim, because there in Mitzrayim he's going to face this great challenge of Eshes Potiphar. He's going to maintain his level of sanctity, and Vayonas Vayetzachutza, and in that merit we're going to have Kriyas Yamsuf. So the ultimate salvation and the redemption of the Jewish people in Mitzrayim is a result of the fact that Yosef was sold down to Mitzrayim, and he would face the challenge of Eshes Potiphar, Hayom Rav Hayonos. And the name Pasim, the word Pasim, that's the Ksonis Pasim that Yaakov bestows upon Yosef, if you split it into two, it's Pas Yam. And this means that in the Ksonis Pasim, there is an allusion to the fact that as a result of the Shvatim ripping, stealing or stripping Yosef of the Ksonis Pasim, that is going to be part of a divine scheme, a plan, which step by step is going to lead to Yosef facing a great challenge, successfully being Omed Ben Yisoyon. As a result, Pas Yam, the Yamsuf, is going to split. Why is it? That's the question that we want to answer. That as a result of the hatred of the Achim, Yosef is sold to Mitzrayim, and there he's going to face this great challenge, and in that schus of the challenge that he faces, the Yamsuf is going to be split. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu see it as necessary to be Mesavev Sivuvim, to set up a cause and effect relationship, that the Sinas Achim will bring about this great miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf? Why did it have to come through the Sinas Ha'achim and somehow the Ksonis Pasim, which is bestowed upon Yosef by Yaakov? That's going to maintain, or shall we say, have within it the potential for splitting the Yamsuf, the Pas Yam. What is it in the Ksonis Pasim, which Yaakov created and bestowed upon Yosef, that would somehow give the Pasim the great miracle of Kriyas Yamsuf will come about? Now, Vayehi Kasher Bo Yosef, we're in the middle column now. Again, you look for the bold words whenever I tell you to look in the text, right? So Yosef comes to his brothers. Vayafshitu es Yosef es ktunto. Now watch what the Pasuk says. It talks about the Ksones, and then it says, "Es ksonis hapasim asher olav." Very interesting. Are there two different objects over here? There's the ksones and the ksones pasim. And if there are two, which one do they strip? Do they strip him of both? And why did the Torah have to tell us that? And then in the very next pasuk, it says, "Vayikhu es ksones Yosef." And which word is dropped now?
Pasim.
So we're back to the ksones. And then after they slaughter the sa'ir, they take the ksones again, leaving out the word pasim, and they dip it into blood. But then in the rest of the pasuk says, "Vayishlachu es ksones apasim." Now we're back to the ksones apasim, "Vayaviu el aviyahem." And they say, "Vizos matzinu hakerno haksones bincha imlo." Recognize the ksones. And then Yaakov Avinu recognizes the ksones. This is the ksones of my son. And if we're very careful about reading the psukim, it seems that on the one hand, they took the ksones and they dipped it in dam. It doesn't say that they took the ksones apasim and they dipped it in dam. Again, let's read the pasuk one more time. Vayikhu es ksones Yosef vayishchitu siris vayitblu es haksones badam. Not the ksones pasim. And again, I'm hinting now to the answer that they couldn't have possibly succeeded in taking the ksonis apasim and dipping it into blood, because there's something very holy and very powerful about the ksonis apasim. And then afterwards, when they send it back to Yaakov, it says, "Vayishlchu es ksonis apasim." They weren't able to dip the ksonis apasim into dam, but what they were able to do is to send the ksonis apasim back to Father Jacob. Now we want to understand, why does the Torah drop the word pasim here? And then again, after it says, "Vayikhu es ksonis apasim ashel Yosef," you know, at the very beginning of the parasha, it says that they took the ksonis apasim, and that's what they sent to Yaakov. But yet, when they dipped it into blood, it only says Ksonis, leaving out the pasim. So to understand this, we're going to go to a big chiddush of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer wants to say that the reason why were the Achim so eager to strip Yosef of the Ksonis pasim is because they couldn't have sold Yosef to Mitzrayim as long as he was wearing the Ksonis Pasim. The Ksonis Pasim had a magical protective power which would make it absolutely impossible for the brothers to sell Yosef to Mitzrayim. What they had to do was to get that Ksonis Pasim off of Yosef's body. And why? Why is this Ksonis Pasim so powerful that for sure they wouldn't be able to sell him down to Mitzrayim? And the answer is, says the Chassam Sofer, because Yaakov Avinu created the Ksonis Pasim with the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He used the Shem of Hashem. You know, we'll find later on Rashi in Parshas Shmos is going to tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu used the Shem Hashem to kill the Mitzri. We find throughout Tanakh many references or hints to the Ksona, to this power of the Shem Hashem. Now we're saying that the Shem Hashem was used by Yaakov Avinu, says the Chassam Sofer, to create the Ksonis Pasim. And now we're going to see about the protective power of the Shem Hashem. And why is it that the Achim have to strip Yosef of the Ksonis Pasim? Says the Chassam Sofer, it's the bottom line in the middle column, moving on to the left column. He says, "V'nirakik sonas apasim osolo Yaakov al shem pasim." If you remember, then in the list of the Tzor Amor of the names of Hashem, one of those names was paspasim, which is made up of two words. The second word is pasim, and pasim is a configuration of the name of Hashem amongst the 22 letters that come out of Birchas Kohanim. And what is, says the Chassam Sofer, the power of the Ksonis Pasim that was created with the Shem Hashem? It's the power of Shmira. And that's on the top of the left. You might underline the word Shmira. In other words, the Ksonis Pasim, because it has been created by the name of Hashem, it has within it the name of Hashem, no one can control the person who wears the Ksonis Pasim. He's absolutely protected. And therefore, when Hefshitu Imenu, therefore the brothers realize that there's no way that they can sell him as a slave unless they get rid of the Ksonis Pasim. Umemela, what did they do? Says the Chassam Sofer, Lo yuchal shum adam ligabo. That's an amazing statement. Do you see it at the end of the third line? Lo yiga, lo yuchal shum adam ligo. No one had the power to strip Yosef of the Ksonis Pasim by taking the Ksonis Pasim off of Yosef. The Ksonis Pasim was invincible. You know, there's a museum in Washington called the Spy Museum. Have you ever gone? I mean, of course, they rip you off. They charge like $40, but probably went up double since that time. But anyway, this would be a great exhibit for the Spy Museum. Imagine if you had the Ksonis Pasim. No one could touch it. And it has magical powers to protect you. So if you're a spy, you want to wear the Ksonis Pasim. But what were they able to strip Yosef of? Not of the Ksonis Pasim, but of the Ksonis. There were two begotten. Says the Chassam Sofer, when they stripped Yosef of the Ksonis, that they could have access to, they could touch that. Then, Memela, he says, they also stripped Yosef of the Ksonis Pasim. But the word V.S., when it says V.S., means together with. So they took off the Ksonis, V.S. Ksonis Pasim. That's what the Pasuk says. And it means that as they stripped Yosef of the Ksonis, then what came along with it was the Ksonis Pasim that was sitting on top of the Ksonis. And to understand what the Chassam Sofer is, we've got to go back to Rashi. Rashi says, Vayafshitu es Yosef es kutonto es Ksonis Pasim, asher olov, es kusonto ze chaluk. Chaluk means a garment, a cloak that you wear. Ves Ksonis Pasim, umasha hosif lo aviv Yosef me'echov. In other words, Yaakov gave. He provided clothing for all of his children. Everyone had a Ksonis from Yaakov, but only Yosef was singled out to get the Ksonis Pasim. Because the Ksonis Pasim was on top of the Ksonis, which was a chalok, which is a cloak that every one of the brothers wore, but the Ksonis Pasim was unique to Yosef HaTzadik. And then the Maral Mipraga adds another element into the equation, and he says that there, the pasuk seems to indicate there are two kutonos, and lechora it's not normal for a person to wear two of these tunics or whatever you call them, and therefore the extra kutonos was the one that Yosef received as an extra garment that was given to him by Yaakov Avinu because of his special status, and it was made of pasim. Ksones pasim, that's the extra garment that was given to Yosef. Lo hoisa zosal besoro, Yosef would not chas v'shol wear the ksones pasim directly onto his skin, because the skin gets full of sweat, but rather he wore the ksones would absorb the sweat, and the ksones pasim on top of it, asher olav, would be on top of this chaloka, this ksones, and would not receive the sweat. Says the Chasam Sofer that when it says in the pasuk "Vayavshitu es Yosef es kudanto es ksonis apasim esharolov," they couldn't possibly have direct access to the ksonis pasim; it was untouchable. Yaakov made it with Yehudei Shemos Kedoshim, with the name of Hashem, and therefore they came up with a brilliant idea. You know how we're going to get the ksonis pasim off of Yosef's body? We're going to first go into the undergarment that's underneath the ksones pasim. That's all the called the ksones ktones, or the chalok, if you want to call it that. And the nail, when they took that off, the ksones pasim fell off as well, but they never actually touched the ksones pasim. And in addition to this Chasam Sofer, as I told you at the outset, the Ma'arva Shemesh, who was one of the great Hasidic minds about the same time as Chasam Sofer, he also comes up with a very similar idea, which you'll see on the top of page 2 if you flip the page. Oh, yeah, now it's on one side, I think, because we don't have access to the... So he says... Okay, so we're now looking at page 2, page Beis of the Ma'arav Shemesh, and he says the following, Kasha, Bipnei Mahiv Shitu Aksonis HaPasim Olav. Why was it so critical for them to remove the Aksonis Pasim? Would the Ksonis Pasim have protected Yosef, for example, from the Choshim Vakravim? So he says the following, Yodua. When he says Yodua, I didn't know this, so maybe you gentlemen knew it, but I didn't know. He says Yodua, like as if to say, everyone knows.
Common sense.
Common knowledge, right? That Yaakov Mosel Yosef Hashem Chof Beis Osios Hayotze Mibirchas Kohanim. And the shame pasim, again, it's really paspasim, but pasim, which is misugal, which has the power in it to give chen. Chen means that you find grace in the eyes of others, ushmira, and protection. And that's all inherent in the chof beis osios, which Yaakov passed on to Yosef. And these are the chof beis osios of the name of Hashem that are embedded in the Birchas Kohanim, and the Ksonis Pasim was created with these Kavanos, with this Tzirufim of the 22 letters of Hashem's name. And now the brothers were in doubt here, because when they saw that he came down alone through the desert, through the wilderness, in order to find them, and he was not overwhelmed by fear, and he came to his brothers, and he knew very well that the brothers hated him. Apparently, he was relying on his own righteousness. Or maybe, perhaps, he was simply relying on the fact that he had the shmirah, he had the protection that his father gave him, the ksonis pasim. So this has nothing to do with his great status as a tzaddik, because again, they had judged him as an evildoer, and that's why they hated him and wanted to do him under. So they came to the conclusion that the reason why Yosef is fearless is not because of his tzidkus, he's not relying on God's protection of him because he's so righteous, but because he has this kli, he has this vessel that was given to him by his father called the Ksonis Pasim, that was made with the Kavanos of Tzirufei Hashemos, with the Chof Beis Osios. So now they said, we're going to check him out. Let's see why Yosef is fearless. Why is he seems to walk around the most dangerous places and he's protected. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take off the Ksonis Pasim. and let's see what's going to happen to him afterwards. Will we succeed then in selling him as an eved to Mitzrayim? Or will his tzidkus, if he really is exonerated, if he's really righteous, they didn't think so, if that's going to protect him? And at the end of the day, says the Mar V'Shemesh, they were able to get him. Again, the Mar V'Shemesh doesn't say exactly the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says they had to take out the Ksonis in order to get the Ksonis Pasim off him. According to the Mar V'Shemesh, they had direct contact with the Ksonis Pasim, and they were able to strip him of the Ksonis Pasim, and then they were able to sell him as an eved to Mitzrayim. The brothers, no doubt, would pat themselves on the shoulder, on the back, and say, look, he's not righteous. We were able to sell him down. All he had was the protection of this magical Ksonis Pasim. Once we got it off his back, he was exposed and vulnerable to everything that any other human being would be exposed to. All that he had in his favor to protect him was the Ksonis Pasim. Now, what happens after they strip Yosef of the Ksonis Pasim? The Pasuk says, we're on the bottom of the right column here, Vayishluchu es ksonis apasim vayaviu el avihem. What happens? They send the ksonis pasim back to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu looks at the ksonis pasim, recognizes it. They say, Vayomru zos matzanu. It means we found two ksonis. That's again the way that the Chasam Sofer understood it. Haker no ksonis bincha hu imlo. Notice they dropped the word pasim, because basically when Yaakov Avinu saw that there was blood on the ksonis, that's when he realized that chaya ra achol tu. But truth be told, there was no blood on the Ksonis Pasim. The Ksonis Pasim was made with the Shemos HaKadoshim, with the Tzirufe Osios of Chaf Beis Osios of Birchas Kohanim. It could not have blood on it. And therefore, what does it mean when it says Hakir no HaKsonis Bincha? What they were telling Yaakov is what you want to do is you want to recognize the Ksonis, and then you'll see that the other garment, which is the Ksonis Pasim, is also removed. And therefore Yosef has neither the Ksonis Pasim to protect him or anything else to protect him. And therefore the Ksonis is full of dam, because he was devoured by a wild animal. So it means Vayakira, when Yaakov Avinu recognizes it, he says, because of the Ksonis Pasim, which was together with that Ksonis, he was able to recognize that this Ksonis, which is full of blood, was indeed the Ksonis of Yosef, and that he was eaten up by an animal. There was no doubt in anyone's mind that there was no blood on the Ksonis Pasim itself. Is Yeshua under Lahavin, this on the bottom right, going on to the middle column on the bottom, that Masha'asa Yaakov li Yosef Ksonis Pasim, and why did Yaakov call it a Ksonis Pasim, Potifar Sochim Yishmelim Ijanim? Yaakov Avinu understood Beruach HaKodesh that Yosef was going to study Tzoro, was going to suffer Tzoros. So with his great holy wisdom, Yaakov Avinu created a Ksonis Pasim, so the Pasim would be and afford protection for all of these four challenges that Yosef is going to face. But unfortunately, Yosef was stripped of the Ksonis Pasim, and now Yosef is vulnerable to these forces, and no longer would he have the protection of the Ksonis Pasim. And now we can begin to understand the Pasuk, Vayamayin lisnachem, Vayoma ki ered el bini av el sha'ola. Rashi was afraid, Rashi explains that Yaakov at this point was afraid that Yosef is going to go down, down, down. And why is that? Because if Yosef doesn't have the Ksonis Pasim, he doesn't have the Shmirah, he doesn't have the Shemos HaKadoshim to protect him, then Yosef is in very bad shape. And therefore Yosef will be exposed both to physical temptations and challenges and spiritual as well. And therefore Yaakov Avinu says that Yosef is going to go down to Sheol. He doesn't have the protection. And then at this point, Yaakov points an accusative finger at himself. Ki ered el bini av el Sheol. Yaakov says, not only is my son going to go down to Sheol, but I'm going to follow him as well. because Yaakov realized that he was guilty, that this whole enterprise of the Ksonis Pasim was to some extent a mistake. Otherwise, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up that that Yosef would be stripped of the Ksonis Pasim and the Ksonis Pasim would no longer protect him? The answer must be that Yaakov had no right to create this Ksonis Pasim and single out Yosef. And that gives us the answer to the Pliya Tzuma as we move on to page Gimel. Eich Yal Al Adas, how could it be that Yaakov Avinu, who's the choice of the Avos, right, who worked so hard to create with all the Kedusha and the Shemos this Ksonis Pasim with Yehudim to protect Yosef, at the end of the day, is it possible that it was all an exercise in futility? V'lo hoil klum, it's not going to add anything because the Shvatim figured out a way of stripping Yosef of the Ksonis Pasim. It seems that in the divine plan, Yosef was not meant to be protected by the Ksonis Pasim. And here at this point, we're going to get into the Torah of Rav Sar Sholem Belz, one of the Belzer Rebbes, and we don't have it, but he has it, and he says the following. This is in the middle of a paragraph that starts Omnam on the right column in the bottom of page 3. Yaakov Avinu osas haksonis pasim imshenos hashvi vahosif lo midilei levamadua be'emes etzlichu hashvatim lahafshit miyosef es ksonis hapasim velim karoso. How could it be that on the one hand Yaakov Avinu with all the purity and all the sanctity created this powerful, magical Ksonis Pasim to protect Yosef, and yet the Achim were able to undermine and foil this whole plan and remove and strip Yosef of the Ksonis Pasim? How is it possible? And the answer is, on the bottom right, that Yaakov was guilty of one crime, and that is he violated the rule of Li'olam al Yishane Odom Beno Ben Abonim. That a person, a father, should not choose his favorites and bestow more upon one son than the other. That's going to engender a jealousy, a hatred amongst the brothers. Shebishvil mishkal shnei slaim, the Ksonis Pasim was worth two slaim. Nosad Yaakov liYosef, Yoser mishar bono, v'niskanu bo ochu, v'nisgalgal adov v'yorad avoseim v'mitzrayim. So we have here a pgam, so to speak. There's something lacking, some deficiency, some blemish, so to speak, on a spiritual level, in the Ksonis Pasim that Yaakov made for Yosef, because this Ksonis Pasim, as much as Yaakov Avinu wanted to give it to Yosef to protect Yosef, because he knew, al pi ruach hakodesh, that Yosef will face such adversity, but nevertheless, Yaakov Avinu is responsible, he's guilty for a certain pagam in the Ksonis Pasim, something deficient, because the Ksonis Pasim is going to engender this tremendous jealousy. Says Maran Hasar Sholom, an unbelievable chiddush. How was it that the brothers were able to successfully remove the Ksonis Pasim from Yosef? How could they do such a thing? It had such kedusha, such power of the Shemos of Hashem. But the answer is because there was something lacking here as a result of this pagam. But what happened with the Ksonis Hapasim? Did it go down to down the ditch? Did it go down to Sheol? It was lost? No. They brought the Ksonis Pasim back to Yaakov Avinu. And the reason they did so is because they wanted to make sure that Yaakov would identify the Ksonis that was full of Dam as that of Yosef, because it came as a package deal together with the Ksonis Pasim. But what happens when they return the Ksonis Pasim to Yaakov? Here's an amazing chiddush of the Belzer Rebbe. Says the Belzer Rebbe, Nitvasef bo koach, even though for a certain period of time, from, we'll call it time T1 and time T2, the Ksonis Pasim had no power because the brothers had stripped it off of Yosef. But when they brought it back to Yaakov, now the Ksonis Pasim once again gets a power to protect Yosef. I call it a long distance power, right? Remote. You have ever heard the phrase remote control? Until now, Yosef had the Ksonas Pasim on his body. When he was stripped of the Ksonas Pasim, he was lacking the protection, and they, the brothers, were able to sell him with the Ishmaelim and the Midjanim and so forth down to Mitzrayim. However, the moment they brought back the Ksonas Pasim to Yosef, to Yaakov, at that moment, the kedusha and the sanctity and the protection and the power of the Ksonas Pasim was returned, and now Yosef is down in Mitzrayim, and his main challenge is going to be standing in front of the Eishes Potiphar. And here's what we say over here. We're in the middle of the middle column on page 3. Bazeh shechazar Ksonas zu el Yaakov nisvasef memela kedusha. Gambi Yaakov. Yaakov again has the Kedusha because now he's holding on to the Ksonas Pasim. And now he can be Mamshich that Kedusha and send it as a power, so to speak, to give Yosef strength and chizuk so that even in the most trying moments in the Mitzrayim, which is called Ervas Mitzrayim, he would still be able to overcome all the temptations, remain absolutely steadfast to Kedusha, to Tara, because of the power of the Ksonas Pasim in the hands of Yaakov, in a remote control. And perhaps this is what Rashi means when he says Chaya Ruach Al Seyu. Rashi says, it's not so Baruch HaKodesh. Who is this Chaya Ruach that ate up Yaakov, that ate up Yosef? It's a symbolic representation of a Chaya Ruach, meaning Eishes Potiphar. And Yaakov Avinu had Ruach HaKodesh. He understood that there's going to be a challenge that Yosef is going to face to his Kedusha through the allurement of Eishes Potiphar. And Yaakov strengthens himself with Kedusha, and he empowers the Ketonis Pasim with that power of Shmirah to spiritually protect Yosef, even though he's at a distance, remote control, as we said. And Yaakov now continues to create, so to speak, the power, or inject the power into the Ksonas Pasim with Yehudei Shemos. Not the Yehudei Shemos that he created the Ksonas Pasim, but additional powers of Kedusha and Yehudei Shemos, so that the Shmira power of the Ksonas Pasim on behalf of Yosef would continue, even in distance. And as a result, what we have is Vatispeseu Bibigdo. She grabs onto his beged, and she tries to entice him. Vayazov Bigdo Biyoda. What happens at that moment of time? Had he, Yosef, been wearing the Ksonas Pasim, then he never would have run out, because he never would have left the Ksonas Pasim behind him. However, moving on to the top left, Bibigdo, we're not talking about the Ksonas Pasim. The Ksonas Pasim is in the hands of Yaakov Avinu. But this beged was a beged that was supplied to him by Potiphar, his master. It had no power of Shmirah. So therefore, Yosef could leave that beged behind him. And now, Vayonas Vayetze Achutza. What happens Achutza? Once he strips himself of the beged of his Adon, he is now free to receive and connect to the power of the Ksonas Pasim that is in the hands of Yaakov Avinu. And how do we know that at that very moment, when Yosef ran out, leaving his physical material beged of Tumah behind him in the hands of Eishes Potiphar, how do we know at that moment he was connected to Yaakov Avinu? Who was there? But Yaakov Avinu was there. And Yosef looks through the window and he sees the image of his father. His father is now protecting him through the power of the Ksonas Pasim. And now we begin to understand that the pay of Pasim, which represents Potiphar, is going to mean that this Ksonas Pasim will have the spiritual power of protecting Yosef from Eishes Potiphar. And as a result, Vayonas Vayetze Achutza. So what's Vayonas? Kriyas Yamsuf. That now is the moment in which Kriyas Yamsu is going to be clinched. It's going to happen because Hayamra Vayanos Bischus Vayoros Vayetze Achutza, and all this is because of the influence of Yaakov Avinu through the medium of the Ksonis Pasim. And when he shows up and he shows Yosef, connect to me, go outside. Outside, you're free of all these influences of Tumah and corruption of the Beged that was given to him by his Adon. Now you're free to breathe the clean and pure air of Yaakov Avinu, of the Ksonis Pasim, which Yaakov created for Yosef with the Shemas HaKadoshim, the Shmira. And now you're capable of Ayonas Achutza, and as a result, there's going to be down the line a redemption of Israel at the time of Hayomra Vayonas. Now we go back to the Belzer Rebbe again. The Belzer Rebbe says that why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu organize that this whole scenario, the whole step-by-step process, would come about? Because the Shvatim would be able to sell Yosef to Mitzrayim. They'd be able to take off the Ksonis Pasim. At that moment, the Ksonis Pasim is in their hands, offering absolutely no shmirah, no protection for Yosef, so that now they can sell him down to Mitzrayim. And if they send him down to Mitzrayim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he, Yosef, will have the opportunity to face the greatest challenge of Eishes Potiphar. And at the point when the Ksonis Pasim is back in the hands of Father Yaakov, Yaakov is going to impart or generate into the Ksonis Pasim more and more power of Kedusha, more Shemos, so that it even could protect Yosef far distance. And Yosef is still connected to his father Yaakov, and now he's connected to the power of the Ksonis Pasim. Now it's Vayar Vayonas Achutza, and now the entire future of Klal Yisrael is guaranteed. And at this point, he talks about the power of Mitzrayim. Why was Mitzrayim such a dangerous place for the future of Klal Yisrael? And the answer is that al pi derech hateva, given the fact that the Jews were in Mitzrayim, they would assimilate step by step and marry into the Mitzrayim. But Yosef is going to save them. He's going to turn everything around upside down. Why? Take a look at the Medrash here on the bottom of page 3, going on to page 4. Yosef Yored Mitzrayim V'Gadar Atzmo Mina Erva. In the area of sexual relationships, of morality, Yosef is going to be the representative of Gadar Atzmo. And as a result, he is imparting into the spiritual DNA of all of Klal Yisrael to be Goder Atzma Mina Erva. And that's what they need more than anything in Mitzrayim. Amar Rab Chiya Bar Abba, Kedai Haya Gidur Erva Biatzmo. What is the merit of the people of Israel? After all, Halol Ho'ov De Avod Es Valo. Why would they merit the Geula Shenigalu Yisrael? And the answer on page 4 is because of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik would be the trailblazer. He would be tested in this area of Gadar Atzmo Mina Erva, and therefore Solal B'Kach Zaderech L'Kol Yisrael. Who made it possible for Klal Yisrael to be Zoche for Gedar Arayos? So they knew exactly who the Meshpachas were and who the Yuchsin were, and there was no intermarriage with the Mitzrim. It was Yosef who did it. And that's going to bring about the redemption, the only schus that we have, says Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, in the Jewish nation of Mitzrayim, is only because of what Yosef was able to accomplish and impart on his descendants. And therefore, Hayom Rav Ayonos, Ra Arono Shal Yosef Yored Liyam, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yonos Mibnei Anos, Shenemar Vayonos Vayetze Achutza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made a T'nai with Maisa Bereishis that the Yam would split. Why did the Yam have to wait until they saw Arono Shal Yosef to split? After all, it was a precondition in the creation. The answer is, because the Yam Suf had entered into a contract and had accepted the condition that they would split, but only for the sake of Klal Yisrael. Al piderech hateva. This is the paragraph of Yesh Lomar. Here, I would ask you to underline these words. Beautiful. On the third line of the paragraph of Yesh Lomar, on page 4, underline the words hachashash al piderech hateva. If things had gone according to the laws of nature, lo yuchlu Yisrael iskadish b'Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is called the Eretz Haaretz. There's no way in nature that the people of Israel could overcome the overwhelming power of Ervas Haaretz. And therefore they would have been misarev, they would have assimilated with the Mitzrim, and the Yam HaGadol, the Yam would have said, I'm not splitting. Yeah, there was a Tanai with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm splitting for the people of Israel. Where are the people of Israel? I don't see them. They're assimilated. I can't tell who's a Mitzri and who's the Israeli. But the answer is Arono Shel Yosef. The Aron of Yosef, who was Makadish himself in Mitzrayim, he was the one who broke new ground, blazed the trail, made it possible for the people of Israel and the descendants of Klal Yisrael to be Omed B'Kedushasam, to overcome the overwhelming power of Ervas Haaretz of Mitzrayim, which is the nation of Ervas Haaretz. And now, because of Yosef's accomplishments, it became feasible for Kriyas Yamsuf. There's a definite, identifiable entity, an independent entity called Klal Yisrael. Now the Yamsuf is ready to split. And if this be the case, if we go back to the drasha of Blazim and Azariah, why did Yaakov Avinu call the Ketones a Ketones Pasim? And the answer is Pas. Young, we split the word into two. The Ketones Pasim is going to bring about Kriyas Yamsuf, because if not for the power of the Pasim to give Yaakov the Shmira, the Kedusha, the sanctity and the purity to overcome the temptation of Ashes Potiphar, there never would have been a Kriyas Yamsuf. Klal Yisrael would never have inherited from Yosef the ability to overcome the Ervas Haaretz, and the Yamsuf wouldn't have split, because there's nothing left to an independent nation called Klal Yisrael. Lama vayisnu also. Why was there hatred? Bishvil sheyikra lehem atayam. What's the connection? The hatred of the brothers for Yosef is going to bring about Kriyas Yamsuf? Pasim, pasyom? But the answer is that because of the hatred of the brothers for Yosef, they were able, because of the pagam of Yaakov Avinu that we spoke about before, they were able to strip Yosef of the Ketones Pasim, and as a result, they were able to sell Yosef as a slave down to Mitzrayim, and everything thereof is history. Because Yosef is down in Mitzrayim, the Ketones Pasim was returned to Yaakov Avinu, and Yosef was able to achieve the greatest achievement of Ayonos HaChutza, and that's going to clinch the Kriyas Yamsuf. If this be the case, in the paragraph Me'ato, we begin to appreciate why was it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sivev, he set up this entire schedule of events that the Shvatim would be able to sell Yaakov to Mitzrayim, and they would be able to sell Yosef to Mitzrayim, they'd be able to strip Yosef as Ketones Pasim, and the answer is because of the Sima, because of the Pagam, that Yaakov Avinu, by giving Yosef this exclusive gift of the Ketones Pasim, had generated a jealousy and a hatred. And that's why the Ketones Pasim was not absolutely invincible, and the brothers were able, because of the sinner created by Yaakov Avinu, to strip Yosef of the Ketones Pasim. And then his Galgulus HaDvarim is that Yosef is down in Mitzrayim, he's going to face the greatest challenge, and now he's going to be able, through the Ketones Pasim, the pay especially of Potiphar, to overcome this temptation, to successfully be Goder Atzmo B'Erva, and as a result, to break new ground for all of Klal Yisrael, the Kedusha. Rabosai, we have to end now, because the clock is our worst enemy. Mm-hmm. But I would ask you to read the balance of this article, because, and I say this with a lot of emotion, we don't even begin to understand what the Ketones Pasim was all about. We don't have a clue. This Ketones Pasim was the Ketones Or, the Kusnas Or, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given to Adam HaRishon. But the problem is that Adam HaRishon sinned, and as a result of that sin, the Aleph of the word Or, which is light, was removed. And instead, there was an ayin, an or, which has to do with skins and animals. So the or of the supernal or of the ksonis or was taken away in the aftermath of the sin. And the Shalach Kodesh says that that kusnas or was only re-established or replaced many generations after the sin of Adam HaRishon, and that was the ksonis pasim that Yaakov Avinu had created for Yosef. And the problem is that if the aleph of or is removed, then it becomes dam. Man was created as an adam, which is a combination of aleph plus dalet mem. The dalet mem is bloodshed. And once the aleph was stripped and removed from the kusnas or, man becomes subject to bloodshed. And therefore, in our parashah, in parashas Vayeshev, Vayikhu es kust es ksones Yosef Vayishketu seir izim Vayitbalu es haksones be dom. That's the dom that resulted from the fact that the original kusnas or was stripped of its aleph, and Adam was left with dam. And says the Shalach Kadosh, the entire process of Yosef creating the Ksonis Pasim was to recreate the Kusnas Or with an Aleph. And that ultimate rectification is going to come about in the personality of Yosef. And Yosef with the Kusnas Or is going to be able to bring about the ultimate redemption of all of Klal Yisrael. We'll stop here, and I'll thank everyone for joining me for today. Yosef Mimasha Kosuf Khan. As I always tell you, there's a lot more than what we covered, but that's what we were able to accomplish.